Hi, this is Gloria Gaynor, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
There was a time when I was broken.
I've been up to all kinds of things. Most recently, I've been up to promoting my new album, Testimony, on which I've recorded 10 gospel songs that I think are absolutely great. It's called Testimony because it is my testimony of the love, the mercy, the grace of God, and just how I can look back over my life over the years and seeing God's hand leading me and guiding me and blessing me and forgiving me. Ever since I started performing, I've wanted to do gospel music, and maybe even before that because my brothers sang it when I was a kid and I wanted to sing with them, but I wasn't allowed to sing with them because I was a girl. When I heard that the album was nominated for a Grammy, I was very, very excited. And then when I found out that it was nominated for 2 Grammys, what an honor to be nominated by your peers. So it's been very exciting for me and looking forward to the Grammys to see if I win and am at last able to balance out my piano because I have the one Grammy that I won nearly 40 years ago. I've been waiting to balance out my piano with one Grammy on one side, one on the other side, and of course if I win both, then I'll have a triangle. What I love about disco music is something that people don't seem to have realized, recognized, and certainly have not given disco music credit for. And that is the fact that it is the only music in the history of music ever to bring together people from every nationality, race, creed, color, and age group. My manager has friends who have children, and she's very close with some of them, and some of them called and told her that Aunt Gloria's, they call me Aunt Gloria, Aunt Gloria's song is going viral on TikTok. She was like, what is TikTok? So they explained it to her, and she went on and she looked at it, and she called me. She said, you've got to do this. She told me all about it. I went on and I looked at it, and we decided, yeah, let's do it. And it just went crazy.
First I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live.
When I first heard read the lyrics was when I'd gone out to California to record another song that the record company president had chosen, and asked them what was going to be the B-side, and they wrote these lyrics out for me after saying they thought I was the one they'd been waiting for to record this song they'd written 2 years ago. Well, I read the lyrics and I thought, what are you, nuts? You're gonna put this on the B-side? Because I could tell even then, just by reading the lyrics, that it was a timeless lyric that people would be able to relate to then and for years to come, because we're all always going through difficult times in our lives that we think are insurmountable and hope we'll survive. It feels wonderful to know that I was chosen to record a song that has meant so much to so many people for so many reasons. I get people from that have suffered from domestic violence, people who have cancer survivors, people who are still going through cancer and hope they'll survive. And I Will Survive gives them, that song gives them that hope. It encourages them and empowers them to make it through those difficult times and gives meaning and hope to my life, meaning and purpose to my life.